Hey everyone, welcome back to Press Start to Play, India's number one podcast. And probably the only podcast you should be listening to.
Yeah, in the world.
Haan. And important issues, masala issues, hum leke aate hain, like today. Me, Manas, with me, Sushir and Darren.
Hello, what's up?
And we're talking about the IGN. IGN all of a sudden has become the most relevant gaming outlet, jiska opinion sabse zyada matter karta hai. Jo ho bolta hai,
that can... I agree.
It can shake the industry, honestly. Baldur's Gate se ja raha to IGN ne hila diya industry ko. Dekho to they're driving the conversation, nahi. So this is about that, wo Destin Longery, aise kuch naam hai uska na. Usne wo article nahi, video banaya tha. Talking about like how Baldur's Gate is like, has developers worried and shaking up the industry and all. And main wo dekh ke, mujhe laga like, of course, there were like flaws in the argument, ya maybe jaise usne present kiya and all. But mujhe laga yaar, wo tumhare... तुम्हारे लिए तो बात कह रहा है, मतलब ही टॉकिंग प्रो कंज्यूमर ओनली, मतलब वो कुछ भी ऐसा नहीं कह रहा जो एंटी कंज्यूमर है. है ना, लाइक देयर इज ऑब्वियसली एक पॉइंट की ठीक है, उसने मे बी सही न्यूआंस नहीं किया, इट फीड्स इनटू द व्हाट डू यू कॉल इट, मे बी कंसोल वॉर नैरेटिव और गेमर रेज वेट वाला नैरेटिव. मैं कहता तो वो तो हमेशा कुछ भी ढूंढ के रेज वेट कर दे. डू आई इज देयर अ डे व्हेन यू डोंट सी सम रिडिकुलस ओपिनियन लाइक ऑनलाइन या कुछ फालतू कॉन्ट्रोवर्सी, वो तो एनीवेज कर रहे. तो यहाँ पे जब एक बंदा मतलब कहीं घुमा फिरा के प्रो कंज्यूमर कह रहा है, तो मैं देखा जैसे इंसर्ट क्रेडिट जो है, आई रियली लव दोस गाइस, हां वैसे लाइक दे डू फैंटास्टिक. वो उनका जो उन्हीं की टीम का बंदा है ना, टिम रॉजर्स, जो एक्शन बटन है जिसका चैनल, ड्यूड इनक्रेडिबल, उसका साइबरपंक का वीडियो तो वो सो गुड. वैसे ना मतलब फाड़ू को लाइक दे लाइक वेरी थॉटफुल गाइस, मैं कह, लेकिन इन्होंने आर्टिकल लिखा एंड इट्स लाइक इट दे स्टार्ट बाय लाइक काइंड ऑफ डंकिंग ऑन द आईजीएन थिंग. मैंने कहा लेकिन यू कुड हैव डन द सेम आर्टिकल, यू डिडंट डू द आर्टिकल बिकॉज यू फेल्ट कंपेल्ड अबाउट द कोर इशू, यू डिड इट बिकॉज आईजीएन मेड यू डू इट, लाइक ना वैसे. मतलब मुझे लगा वैसा रिएक्शनरी इंस्टेड ऑफ वो कि ना, लाइक ड्यूड वो तो प्रो कंज्यूमर कह रहा है, गलत भी थोड़ा उसने कह भी दिया, तो लाइक लेट द कंपनीज कम एंड डू द एक्सप्लेनिंग. मैं कह रही हूँ तुम आके मतलब ऑलरेडी शुरू हो गए कि नहीं ऐसे टाइम लगता है, सब हर कोई नहीं कर सकता. मैं कह रही हूँ तो तुम क्यों बोल रहे हो उनको बोलने, तो पैसे तो वो तुमसे मांगते हैं, ये तो फ्री में तुम्हारे लिए ही इज लॉयरिंग अप फॉर यू वाला वो लग रहा था. दिस आई फेल्ट कि लाइक आई है ना, आई थिंक ऑफकोर्स बाल्डर्स गेट इज मेकिंग अ बिग इम्पैक्ट एंड some developers might be worried, and of course a lot of developers will be inspired, but unko aake bolne do na. Like I was so happy wo kon hai wo Dinka Bukava, like that Deathloop wala jo director tha, like uska opinion was so good and he didn't dunk on the IGN thing at all. Like usne matlab he kind of admitted to like some of the points ki na it is intimidating, you absorb it, you take your time, then you you know break down the mechanics and start implementing if you can into your own games, you get inspired by it. Which is what you would want, and which is what you would want to make the developers say instead of coming to their defense. पहले कि नहीं 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 हो पाई, तो बहुत मुश्किल है, हमें expect नहीं करना चाहिए ऐसा कुछ. है developer को फिर कुछ बोलने की जरूरत ही नहीं है. मैं कह यार ये ऐसे नहीं होना चाहिए था. But what do you guys think?
Lot of people were defending the game also saying कि नहीं नहीं उनको तो Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro ने तो बहुत पैसा दिया है because IP है D&D का, तो उनको funding मिली ना, ऐसे थोड़ी कर लिया उन्होंने. And they have like a studio of 400 people, you know, इस studio से बड़ा, उस studio से बड़ा, ये वो. And then somebody from Larian only said कि हमें कोई IP funding नहीं मिली है. It's all early access का पैसा that's come in, and like we've scaled up during the game and not like before the game. 400 employees उड़ लेके बैठे थे हम लोग. कहता once the game started getting that scope, we started hiring accordingly and paced ourselves in that way. And what I still haven't seen this being talked about, where people are not talking about the early, how important early access was for this game. No developer, कोई कुछ कह ही नहीं रहा, because they are talking about the money aspect and time वाला aspect, but nobody is saying कि, which is like to the credit of Hades, Supergiant का, and to Larian, where they actually used early access in a very, very good way to make a product that ended up blowing the charts. Both Hades, critical and commercial success. Same for Baldur's Gate, critical and commercial success, right? And these two games took early access very seriously. Very, very seriously in the way they, you know, delivered what they wanted to do. Yesterday, when I was watching ye Pong Sifu, there's a YouTuber called Pong Sifu who makes comedy videos about games, right? He his own playthroughs. And I was watching his Baldur's Gate ka pehla video that he made, which was in early access. And just looking at that video, because I never played the game in early access, looking at that video and looking at the final product now, the game has changed so much. I literally couldn't tell like UI mein kuch kuch cheeze kya thi. Because they've taken so much feedback from there, changed so many things from there, that it feels like a completely different game now. And that's only because tumne mehnat kari hai na. When games are out there in the world, done, completed, Jedi Survivor le lo, Red Dead le lo, you can't really make big changes to it then because it's already done. And in development, it's because it's a closed off woe. It's like a closed off chamber where it's only people from inside who are talking about it and who are working on it and whose ideas are, you know, like from a very game developer centric and from a executive centric. Like you see this right? Like game development is not game development anymore unless it's an indie game. There is factors from the board, from the stakeholders, from the executives where they get a big say in how the game is being made. And that has to be followed if they want to continue making the game. So you will see those aspects being brought in and the game conformed to that, even if it was not originally meant to be. Which is why you see a lot of some developers and producers, developers coming out and saying, "Ye nahi sakta, this is not the standard." Because the industry doesn't work that way. The way capitalism and the industry works is that the people with the money get to have a say now. And that's it. Larian mein nahi tha aisa. Larian was like, "Hum community se puchenge. We will do what you're saying because you are paying the bills by buying the game in early access and funding it. They don't have stakeholders or anybody meddling with them." That is the big difference that people seem to forget and then they jump into being like, "Nahi, studios kar nahi sakte sa. Possible nahi. Time hi nahi hai. Resources hi nahi hai." But nobody's talking about why. Kyun nahi hai resources? Why is there no resources? Why is there no ability to have these conversations without somebody jumping in and saying, "Ki nahi nahi, industry aisa hi hai. Chalne do. Tum expect mat karo." Why is that happen? Like nobody's asking that why. Which is what I want people to talk more about. IGN ki baat karo, theek hai. Tum jiski baat karna hai, make those expectations about AAA game changing or not. Ask yourself why it won't change. And then you will find the actual root of the cause and you will realize ki, okay, maybe this might not be doable for some studios while it might be for some others. That is my thought on this.
Yeah. Of course, everybody can't do it. And our discussion uske around bhi le jaane ki jarurat nahi, which is maybe what IGN ki galti thi. But beech mein maine dekha koi keh raha nahi hum ye dusre studios isliye nahi kar sakte, you know, because they have to answer to investors and all. Main keh raha yaar tum companies chodo, tum investor ke liye excuse bana rahe ho yaar. To like what the fuck, ye unko bolne do na, tum kyon bol rahe ho? I mean, of course this is the truth. I agree, Darren, jo tu keh raha hai na, like, of course. Lekin ye tumhe bolne ki zarurat nahi na, like this guy IGN wala banda basically said about like pro consumer kuch usne bol diya. Usne ye sari cheeze, matlab of course we know investors hain, share market hai, like all of it matters and these also drive, like they have a fiduciary responsibility, but paisa tum de rahe ho, like wo bhi de rahe hain, of course. And yahan pe mujhe aisa lagta hai jaise, I think the Red Dead wala remaster, like I just checked it on PS4, to main soch raha tha yaar jaise na, from agar main Rockstar ka employee hota na to main bolta bilkul sahi, yahi kar abhi, ek kaam kar, get like whatever money you can make now, and then jab Red Dead 3 ka time aayega then do like a proper upgrade the engine, make that money twice, no, jaise Sony ne banaya, like why not, like. And मैं तो इन्वेस्टर भी नहीं, मैं एज एन एम्प्लॉई कर रहा हूँ, आई वुड फील कि हाँ यार बहुत बढ़िया, यही करना चाहिए कंपनी, लाइक स्ट्रॉस जेलनिक तूने बहुत सही किया, थैंक यू फॉर डूइंग दिस फॉर मी, लाइक अब मेरा बोनस बेटर हो सकता है, व्हाई द फक नॉट. बट कंज्यूमर की तरफ से है कि दिस आई हैव टेरिबल मैन, $50 का मैंने ये स्टार्ट किया, सही में आई कैन नॉट टेल एनी डिफरेंस लाइक बिटवीन दिस एंड द सीरीज एक्स पे जो मैंने खेला. The only good thing is ki this is, I think, one of those rare games jo 30 pe feels okay. I don't know how they do it and I wish more games could agar 30 pe aana hai.
Frame pacing.
Haan, like perfect, like ekdam. Lekin koi difference hi nahi. $50 mein to maine 700 rupaye mein liya tha. Shayad discount pe bhi nahi tha shayad tab. So there was only discount pe tha. Backwards compatibility sale chal raha tha Xbox. So maine GTA 4 and Red Dead liya tha. Assuming ki aur kahin khelne nahi milega, and there is no difference. Jo tum $50 de rahe ho, like what, 3000 rupees for this,
just to use FSR2 instead of TAA.
Wo difference hai, but it's ridiculous. But anyways, so mera perspective wo bhi hai ki, like there's a difference. See, like you don't have to talk for those companies, no, wo kar lenge, wo bhi to paisa bana rahe, like maybe some of those employees don't agree, wo bhi hai. But Sushir, what do you think?
I personally think, first of all, the very first thing that I noticed at the time was, I think it was a little bit of a misnomer to say that developers are panicking. I did not see any of them panicking.
Yeah.
I think it was more of a like a nuanced conversation that was going on between a lot of people. And IGN's video kind of steamrolled the whole thing into it being like a, you know, like a, you know, like a two-party fight.
वो lazy devs वाला narrative.
Right. It's either you choose like, oh, you make a good game or you are like, you make a bad game, that kind of stuff. You either are on the side of the gamers or you're on the side of the money grubbing developers or publishers and whatever. I think the truth is way more nuanced than that. And the first thing that I want to say is that Larian made a big bet on this and it paid off well. And they have made games like this before and it hasn't done, those games haven't done as spectacularly as this one has. And you might say, oh, because this one was that many times better. Maybe it was also about being at the right place at the right time, having that right momentum for the game, having it in early access for quite some time, getting to know what things people want. And then, of course, it being, once we consider something as a standard, like even for an RPG, like there are way many, too many different kind of RPGs. There are action RPGs, there are strategy RPGs.
FF16.
then there are RPGs like this, you know, which are turn-based and, you know, hit a particular demographic. And for this reason, they have gone above and beyond that. But the fact remains is that even we as consumers, we might say that we want this, but then once we are voting with our wallet, example, capitalism, that's what we are doing. We do tend to vote for the Call of Duties and the Overwatch skins for $50 and stuff like that, which do make people a lot of money, do make game companies a lot of money. We play gacha games like Genshin Impact and stuff like that, which make them a lot of money. And it skews the industry into a manner where the numbers speak for themselves. For a single player game to spend this much money, to spend this much effort and want to be as successful as Larian did with this one is not something which can be instantly repeatable or is a surefire formula for a hit. And what can happen is that that's why companies like Sony are trying their hand, who have been doing single player games all their lives, are trying their hand at now live service games, where, you know, if from 10 live service games, one of them hits, they make up a huge chunk of the money. So with our wallet, we are also skewing the perspective of the people who are making these games and then on making them realize that, okay, I will definitely pay for this and I might pay for this. And those kind of, you know, metrics becomes a very difficult when you're trying to make a game. And I think the nuanced conversation that happened at the start before this video dropped, just stopped. Developers then knew that this is kryptonite. Don't even talk about it now, because people are taking it as that if you're even discussing something critically, like in a critique manner, you are actually dissing Baldur's Gate 3, which was not the case, which was definitely not the case that was happening. These people were playing these games and they were in awe of it. They were playing it. They were trying to find out what is the smoke and the mirrors, that the aspect that is there, what is behind it, how are the pawns moved, those kind of aspects that game designers and developers are looking for. They were discussing that. And I think this particular thing kind of steamrolled into it. It might sound good consumer-wise that, okay, but then consumers do know what is good for themselves, right? No pre-orders and no microtransactions. I mean, stop companies from doing that and expect a good game from a company, and that is all. But developers should be freely allowed to talk about games.
Yeah,
it can't be a zero something, like you are for me or against me.
Yeah. They make the games. They are probably more passionate than you are about the game. They are in an industry very famously known for crunch, working overtime, being underpaid and undervalued, where games are making $1 billion. They barely see any of it. So they are in that industry because they care about it and it is their passion for a lot of people. That is why they are in it. I mean, of course, people get paid well as well. But there are companies that don't pay well enough and they make you work a lot, like most tech companies. So they are passionate people. And also to what Sushir said about like that right place at the right time. Let's just take, for example, the previous game, which was Original Sin 2, Divinity Original Sin 2, which came out in 2017, which also had an early access period. 2017 is pre-pandemic, before a time where Dungeons & Dragons was really big, where tabletop games were not in the mainstream, especially not Dungeons & Dragons. What helped move it into the mainstream was Stranger Things. Because that is how people got introduced. I know Manas got introduced to it because of Stranger Things, because I then took his Dungeons and Dragons stuff from him. Critical Role started in 2015 and gained popularity from there. And by 2017 is when they started their second campaign, or 2018, which got very popular. And in the pandemic, D&D was extremely popular, like podcasts, videos, all of that. Dimension 20, Critical Role, and there's a Daddies and Dungeons podcast, which all three very famous that caught wind during that time. As this got more famous, then came up the Dungeons and Dragons movie. Stranger Things, of course, continuing the momentum with their, you know, D&D themed seasons with different D&D villains. And then the D&D movie comes out recently, which does quite well for what it was. And now you're in the perfect space where people are aware of what D&D is. People are aware of these types of games. And they are now looking to play these sort of in person because it is hard with life resuming, you know, and people being pulled back to offices. People want these experiences. And now they can get it in Baldur's Gate in the purest form in D&D 5th edition. So it was ready. It was waiting to be unleashed. And then the trailer drops. One of the best marketing moves was that trailer. Risky choice to go with bestiality essentially in a trailer video.
That was critical though, I feel.
Yeah, but that is what made that video. That is what everybody talked about. Everybody. Yeah. In our WhatsApp group, people call it Bhalu Gate 3, right? Because it's just that impactful of a thing that came out from the trailer. And wishlisting was already good, but that pushed it to the top. And then suddenly everybody was excited about the game. People who didn't know about the game were excited about it. People who had a passing interest in it were excited. People who played Divinity 2 and didn't know this was coming out were excited. And suddenly this zeitgeist of you know, excitement and hype got created in the span of 2 weeks or something, or 1 month, around a game that had been available to play for almost 3 years at this point. But suddenly everything was shifting towards like this being almost cyberpunk level of hype, where people were like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. And now we can just see it explode, and in terms of critical success, in terms of commercial success, the timing was incredible. A lot of it was luck, the way things happened. I don't think even Larian expected D&D to be this mainstream.
Soch ke acha lagta hai ki good things do happen to good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, they deserve it.
Yeah. Definitely. Now let's take that and turn it on the head, and let's talk about one or two games or three games we'll talk about that they're making the right moves, but it's not blowing up. It's not blowing up.
Baat kar
rahe ho? Nahin. Let's talk about a multiplayer game, okay, which launched as a completely, you know, full launch. It was like a finished product, no microtransactions. A game like BattleBit Remastered. It gained quite some, you know, coverage at one point of time, but then it didn't hit the big league. It didn't hit the big league. So it did, it made all the right moves, but it didn't hit the big league. And then, you know, there are games lining up now like Call of Duty 3 and stuff like that, which will definitely, because of their name and because of the baggage that people can carry on from the previous games, people will be able to go on and like, oh, I want to play this and I want to do that. Or something like maybe like a top-down stealth game like the one that is releasing today, Shadow Gambit, right? It is coming from someone similar to Larian in that field. It's a really polished game. It's going to be one of the best ones of their kitty. Desperados 3 ke baad, this is a leap forward into what they are trying to do. People who have played Commandos, people who have played these other kind of Robin Hood kind of games, they will like, do you want to get into this? But I know this is a very niche audience. So just like Darren said, there was a popping off point. People were already primed to accept what kind of game it was at that point of time. And it helped. And talking about what helped is not getting angry at it or panicking about it. It's just talking or analyzing as to why this happened for this particular game. And that's all. So it's incredible to see that people just don't want to, you know, hear that, okay, this might be a one of a kind. Oh, no, everybody can do this. No, everybody can't, because they don't have what Larian has, which has the experience they have gathered through making like 4 or 5 similar games and then coming to this. It's an important milestone for that they have done that. So I believe that's why the conversation should be a little bit more nuanced and let developers speak and talk about it and discuss it and critique it.
Nuance in video games?
I think why ek main cheez missing tha na from the video, like that nuance. Because like you said, Sushil, like when you mentioned like the actual bad stuff, like all the microtransaction driven stuff and all that. Wo tha uska like actually his like maybe for the first 2-3 minutes also. Like he was mostly talking about the microtransaction stuff and I think either he made a mistake. I think anyways nuance add karna chahiye tha. But maybe he assumed ki na wo nuance to obvious hai ki na, like hey, not everyone can do it. But what he's probably saying is ki jo microtransaction driven side is like why is that kind of dominating instead of like the really right. high quality stuff na? And like kind of I think calling that out was what he was doing, jo mujhe laga, which is how I eventually felt, you know, pro consumer. And I also think like when products like jise Baldur's Gate ke around, like you're right, there are like a lot of factors ki outside factors bhi hai. But even look at like, hey, the game is still incredible. Like
absolutely.
And when you play it, like those outside, mere liye outside factors itne the nahi, kyunki I'm not like a big D&D fan, but I could definitely sense it. Ki na, haan, pandemic ke time pe D&D ka ek like growth hua hai. Myself, just Stranger Things ke time pe, toh I could definitely tell. But now that I'm playing it, like mujhe bilkul external factors ka koi impact nahi feel ho raha. This game is holding its own. And wo same mujhe lagta, like it is also important to keep saying ki na, like we love this. We want this, and also at the same time, we microtransaction वगैरह के बारे में बुराई कर रहे हैं. Like, hey, I personally don't do it ज़्यादा क्योंकि मैं खरीदता नहीं तो मैं involved नहीं हूँ. But hey, if you're speaking for the industry, maybe it's worth it to call it out. And hey, like जैसे Disco Elysium is also incredibly good, and उसके तो कोई external factors नहीं थे. The game is like
right.
And I think the only game जो मुझे लग रहा है इससे better कर रहा है, like Baldur's Gate से better, it's Disco because of the narrative tone. It's not even कि like it's actually better मुझे लग रहा है. It's because something about Disco Elysium impacted me more, but hey, like
yeah,
aisa game bhi to bana like na, like
with definitely demand. But right to that point, Manas, what happened to that studio? What happened to the people developing it? What happened to ZAUM? It like it's obliterated, right? All the people who actually were involved in making that, they are not making games anymore.
Yeah.
So they are all in different places and it's doing different stuff. It's so that so the risk and the reward. People who are making it are wanting to discuss it, and other people are getting angry is because no, you are actually like trying to diss on it. They were not trying to diss. Nobody was panicking. Nobody was dissing. Everybody was in awe and playing the game, and it was just it just felt like a very forced narrative in my opinion.
Yeah.
That of course we should want better games, but then we should also not, you know, indulge in microtransactions. I mean. They are making it and we are paying for it and we are, you know, indulging in it, right? That's why those things are happening again and again.
Nee, I think uska point ye bhi tha na, like, jaise mujhe lagta hai wo title, fuck all man, usne kaafi kachada to kar diya waise, no doubt. And na, lekin, but also look at like, hey, jaise Disco Elysium and Baldur's Gate and even Battlebeat might be like a off the track example. But hey, look at Last of Us 2, man, like, it's great and like almost everything it aims to do. And then look at Zelda jo kar raha hai pichle do games, like it's incredible and it's coming from big corporations, like they can do it, like AAA games mm-hmm. can right. also do it, like jinke around koi surrounding factors nahi chahiye the, like it's IP is popular, gaming mein popular hai. And even like look at Hogwarts Legacy jaisa waise success to hit kar gaya almost ye Baldur's Gate 3, but Hogwarts like itne naam ke baad, like it's getting those many eyes, but wo game to kaafi waise mediocre nikla ulta, like hai na. To
That is interesting that you brought that up, because literally today I was on Twitter and I saw trending on Twitter was Shadowheart, who is a companion in Baldur's Gate, with 20,000 tweets. 20,000 tweets trending Shadowheart. We are what, 2-3 weeks out of release? The game is not out on PlayStation yet. So these are still PC players who are playing the game, and 20,000 tweets said Shadowheart is trending. The other day Astarion was trending. Baldur's Gate, almost, again, it could be a personalized feed for me showing me that. But the fact that even in the, because I have a gaming Twitter, and I'm in the gaming ecosphere. The fact that it is still popular and people are still talking about and people are still having these conversations about the game with, you know, a game where we talked about the external factors. But Disco Elysium didn't have one, but it still did something, right? Where Battlebit had a little bit external factor, but didn't have the staying power. We are now seeing the longevity and the sort of staying power of Baldur's Gate because of how big the game is and how much you can do in it, right? And that is important to this conversation, because a lot of games are one and done. You play it, nothing wrong with that. But Baldur's Gate, like Manas and I were having this conversation before we started recording. Even if we go away for 5 minutes, we are thinking we are tired, we are not playing anymore. You walk away for 5 minutes, you will immediately want to come back and start playing. And when you do, you feel that, okay, I am back to jump, ready to jump into it. There is something about the game that does that. What it is, I don't know. It's not like Vampire Survivors where it's doing good gambling mechanics or something. It is not. It is just a very, 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 very good game that they've made. They've almost perfected like the player experience to the point you never get bored of like what you're doing. There's always something exciting, interesting. It's a big open world. Like there are big hubs, but it does not let the area get boring. Like in a lot of open world games where you lose interest because things look interesting, but you cannot do anything in that, which is a big, I think, plus point for Larian, and which other game devs should again take a look at and be like, "Huh, yaar, this is something we should add."
Right. On that point, I'll talk about a studio who'll feel like kind of two-faced here, like who's on one hand doing something that they do really well,
Pokemon,
and doing another thing that they do really well, but it does not end up well. And that is like Rockstar, Take-Two, Rockstar. And they have made games like GTA 4, the single-player GTA 5, then Red Dead 2. And on the other hand, you'll see them milking this franchisee, GTA Online, like, oh, you are a chum. Give us, take some shark cards. And here is a flying car. You can shoot rockets. And they've been milking that for like, I think, more than a decade now.
2013?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's more than a decade.
A decade in next GTA Online release in October, and end of October. So yeah, almost.
You can't imagine a single developer holding these two views at the same time. But they are making games which are absolutely bonkers, where horse balls are growing and shrinking, and on the other hand, they are like, "Oh, you are a horse ball. Buy some rockets from us." Mm. And that dichotomy is the main fact. Is that in the end, developers are geared on the top by publishers who are wanting to find ways that, okay, this is a surefire way to make money. I want the money now. I don't care about your reputation. You know, you take out a remaster, you take it out, push it out for $50. I don't care. So all those things are happening in the background, and attacking a developer and saying, oh, why can't you shit make a like a Larian type game? Because of that, it's a little off sometimes. They are wanting to make the best of what they want to do, but sometimes it does not align with what the people with money are doing. And the people with money are doing because the metrics of the market are showing that you want it.
Sushir, like to the exact opposite of to your point, na, like mujhe ye bhi lagta hai ki jaise कैसे बोलूं कि जैसे अगर मैं होता ना डेस्टिन की जगह
कंट्रोवर्शियल ओपिनियन कम
नहीं नहीं हां तो व्हाट आई वुड लाइक एक्चुअली हैव लाइक मुझे लगता है ऑब्जेक्टिवली व्हाट्स करेक्ट है ना जैसे सब्जेक्टिव है कि हे लाइक यू लाइक गेम्स यू अंडरस्टैंड द पैशन दैट गोज बिहाइंड मेकिंग इट लाइक ऑफ कोर्स ऑल ऑफ दैट इज ट्रू लाइक आई थिंक बिहाइंड एवरी लाइक एंटरटेनमेंट प्रोडक्ट ना काफी एफर्ट एंड मे बी सब कुछ नहीं बट लाइक द गुड स्टफ एटलीस्ट ना लाइक द काइंड ऑफ स्टफ दैट वी आर आस्किंग मोर ऑफ when the kind of stuff we're appreciating also and understanding ki ye banana mushkil hai, like not everyone can do it. But on the other hand, I think objectively, agar dekho, like as a consumer, mujhe lagta hai, like I see a Baldur's Gate 3, I throw my money at Larian and I say ki next time it has to be at least this good or better. Like usse zyada mera kaam kya hai? Like as in very objectively, polite bhi nahi, it lacks politeness also. Like it's not even like a healthy behavior maybe. But mujhe lagta hai, like that is like at the very base instinct, man, that's not wrong also. Matlab. Kina, like that should how it should be, because otherwise two-faced se mujhe yaad hai, you end up with like a CDPR cyberpunk wala situation. You'd like Witcher 1, 2, 3, I loved, like, and mera us time that whatever you make next, I'm up for it, like coffee. And the way they kind of mujhe lagta hai, they of course very obviously took advantage of the goodwill that they had. Like they did like very intentionally lie to us and make things up, and abhi jaake bhi wo keh rahe ki na, like launch ke around it was profitable to like what ride the negativity train or whatever. So, it's ridiculous, like, and you would have said the exact same thing about CDPR during the Witcher 3 wala time that everybody is saying about, including me, like you're saying about Larian and Baldur's Gate 3 now. And it's always important to remember, like, very objectively, like, agar without politeness, dekho to Destin should have gone. I don't think he went far enough. Wala wo. Ye, this is like the core message that I think the core of it ye tha. You know, like, hamesha aur mango, ask for more. Doesn't matter, no, kaun kar raha hai, kaise kar raha hai, mujhe kya farak. Matlab, I want quality product. Mujhe har game Last of Us aur better chahiye Sony se. Mujhe Days Gone dekhna hi nahi fir se. As good as it is, like, why not? Mere standards badh gaye, unko main kyun bolu ki I'm also okay with enjoying a Days Gone for a few hours. Wo to, hey, Last of Us ke andar tum thoda, jab boring part agar tum soch rahe, Days Gone samajh lo usko. Vaisan, like, you already getting, like, when you can get, like, jaise I always single, like, why would you play, like, a boring racing game these days instead of a GTA? And like, when you can get that and more, like, why not? So I say, demand hamesha aise rakho. And then,
but on that flip side, let's talk about the fact that you just now said, I want a game like this. I want a game like that. What you're trying to say that is, you want a game which is very fun or like engaging, polished, visceral,
meaningful,
right? Meaningful, right? Meaningful. Days Gone. Did it have microtransactions at launch? No, it was a single player, completely single player game, right? Which launched and it tried to do it things its own way. It didn't land well, yeah, right? Yeah. For some people, Ghost of Tsushima was good. For some people, it wasn't, right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
There were some people who didn't like it.
Right. So,
no, I thought it was just good. Talking, it could be better.
And we're just talking about action adventure games over here, right? So, at any point of time, the understanding or gauging what is fun or what will click with people is often a dice roll.
Sushir, right? Like, wo jo hai na, like, I 100% agree. Jaise main keh raha hu, jaise, I think the good thing about like having games like Last of Us, Red Dead 2, ye sab hai ki na, like, hey, mujhe koi force nahi kar raha na to play a Days Gone. Matlab, that is also very objective, like a true thing ki haan, like, mm-hmm. I'm saying I want to play a Last of Us and I have like a lot of those games and I'm asking. Just more, मैं ये भी नहीं कह रहा हूँ कि लाइक कि हे इफ somebody else is enjoying Days Gone more तो वो नहीं बनना चाहिए ना मैं सिर्फ लाइक पर्सनली आई फील कि लाइक आई एम आस्किंग फॉर मोर ऑफ लाइक हे द काइंड ऑफ थिंग आई वांट व्हिच आई आल्सो थिंक लाइक हाई क्वालिटी स्टफ
राइट
वैसे मैं ये भी नहीं कह रहा हूँ कि किसी और को मजा आ रहा तो वो गलत है ना लाइक
तो वही कह रहा है तो ऑडियंस को यही कह रहा है आज के पॉडकास्ट
नो 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 दैट्स नॉट
बिकॉज़ इन द एंड मानस एंड डोंट टेक मी द रॉन्ग वे डस्टिन का वो वाला थिंग इज It's very much like Arnab or Tucker Carlson. Wo jo rant pe wo gaya.
Yeah.
You will find it that the cadence was very much like that. Where he was like, this is what you need. This is what you want. I am telling you.
Yeah.
You should want more and everything. And I know that's it. It all sounds good. And we also try to do that sometimes or the other. But again, he's a journalist and that is his right to do. Put his voice out there. And I applaud him for that. And as my point, from my point of view, I think if I'm saying that, I should also, you know, put some nuance in it and say that, you know, don't go attacking other developers. I mean, course, that is not what you intended. That's not what Destin intended at all. Yeah. He just wanted to start a conversation, but the conversation brought those kind of people in who were like so charged up, who were not wanting to listen to anybody at all.
मतलब सुशीर आई एग्री विद कि जैसे उसने जैसे बोला एंड लाइक अ लॉट ऑफ द वे ही प्रेजेंटेड द होल नैरेटिव लाइक ही काइंड ऑफ डिस्ट्रॉयड द होल थिंग नो लाइक बट मुझे ये भी मुझे लगा जैसे व्हाट यू आर सेइंग आई विश 50-50 हो रहा होता ना लाइक यू वुड सी 50% पीपल ओनली फोकसिंग ऑन द मैसेज दैट ही वाज ट्राइंग टू से एंड 50% क्रिटिसाइजिंग लाइक व्हाट यू थिंक मुझे लग रहा है स्क्यूड राइट नाउ कि लाइक द मेजॉरिटी ऑफ इट इज लाइक काइंड ऑफ डंपिंग ऑन हिम इंस्टेड ऑफ लाइक एक्नॉलेजिंग कि हे लाइक ही आल्सो मेड अ पॉइंट लाइक नॉट द बेस्ट वे बट ना लाइक सो इतना हरा एफर्ट एंड थॉट एंड लाइक ट्विटर ड्रामा इज लाइक अराउंड लाइक काइंड ऑफ डंपिंग ऑन हिम लगा यार ये उसने ऐसा तो नहीं बोला ना कि भाई मेरे को इनफ माइक्रो ट्रांजैक्शन नहीं मिल रहे खरीदने को यार और दो लाइक दैट्स नॉट व्हाट ही वाज सेइंग तो मुझे लग रहा है लाइक द मैसेज वाज काइंड ऑफ लॉस्ट एंड लाइक द पाइलिंग ऑन हिम एंड ऑफ कोर्स ही मेड द एरर ऑफ कि ना मे बी एक गलत टॉपिक को लाइक अ टॉपिक दैट्स लाइक काइंड ऑफ अटैक्स डेवलपर्स ना उस वे में प्रेजेंट करना दैट वाज रॉन्ग आई डोंट थिंक ही लाइक आई मीन इफ यू सीन हिज कंटेंट या इन जनरल लाइक दे नॉट प्रमोटिंग दैट तो मुझे लग रहा है लाइक इट्स काइंड ऑफ इजी टू डाइसेक्ट वो वाला लाइक रिमूव दैट साइड ऑफ द मैसेज एंड वो 50-50 भी नहीं था लाइक व्हिच इज
बट whatever it is great to talk about IGN again. I mean, it does feel good.
Oh,
I mean, Destin has single-handedly brought IGN back to the conversation.
Oh my God, dude, usko the promotion milega for this.
Absolutely.
दिस इज इवन
स्पॉट के लिए कौन करेगा अभी.
एंड इसका एक छोटा एग्जांपल और फ्रॉम आईजीएन, लाइक नॉट टू प्रेज आईजीएन, मेरे को क्या फर्क है कोई भी करे तो, लेकिन जैसे वो कौन है रायन मैकफ्री, ही कॉल्ड आउट एक्सबॉक्स डिड अ गुड थिंग. वैसे उन्होंने जो अपना जो नया जो वेल गुड बिहेवियर पॉलिसी उन्होंने रिन्यू किया है कि ना लाइक इफ यू गेट 8 स्ट्राइक्स तो यू विल हैव अ बैन ऑफ अ ईयर करके. वैसे वो था पॉलिसी बेसिकली कि यू गेट 8 स्ट्राइक्स, तुमने 8 कुछ गड़बड़ किया, एक साल का बैन है तुम पे. तो रायन मैकफ्री ने लाइक काइंड ऑफ कॉल्ड देम आउट. अब देख टेक्निकली तो दिस इज द थिंग टू अप्रिशिएट, इसमें कुछ भी नेगेटिव बोलने के लिए नहीं है, बट मेरा है कि ना एज अ कंज्यूमर व्हाई वोंट यू यार, तुम उसको एक स्टेप बेटर करने के लिए क्यों नहीं मांगोगे. तो रायन मैकफ्री ने क्या किया, ही सेड कि ना लाइक हे आई लुक्ड एट दिस बट माई क्वेश्चन इज कि यार व्हाई वुड यू लाइक मेक समबडी सफर, 8 मौका क्यों दे रहे हो, 5 भी क्यों नहीं कट ऑफ कर रहे, लाइक यू नो वो, क्योंकि व्हाई वुड यू रुइन, let somebody ruin other people's experience 8 times, why not make it 5, like mera recommendation ye hoga. And Phil actually responded to him, mujhe ye acha laga yaar ki like this is what should have happened with Destin also, ki na Baldur's Gate ke developers aake bolte and about this and baki developers aake bolte, kyunki isne call out kiya, anybody could have come in and said ki are 8 to theek hai, it's not too much wagera. Phil kind of had explained the whole situation, then usne bola ki situation ye hai ki na like not every action will get you only 1 strike. तो ऐसा हो सकता है कि ना तुमने कुछ किया, तुम्हारे पे 1 रिपोर्ट हुआ, बट दैट काउंटेड एज 3 स्ट्राइक्स बिकॉज द ऑफेंस वॉज दैट. तो मुझे लगा यू लाइक व्हाई वोंट यू मेक द कंपनी एक्सप्लेन दिस, लाइक उनको खुद आके फिल स्पेंसर आके बोल रहे हैं, व्हाई वुड यू नॉट होल्ड हिम, लाइक उसको हमेशा ऐसे ही रखो ना,
एब्सोल्युटली
पकड़ के रखो उसको, ताकि उससे और लाइक गेट हिम, गेट मोर आउट ऑफ हिम, लाइक ही इज देयर टू, ही इज आस्किंग फॉर योर मनी, या एग्जैक्टली वी लाइक बॉबी कोटिक मैन, वो सही, इसीलिए तो नहीं डोंट.
But immediate 180 on that.
But like I hope ki that kind of also makes my point ki main ye bhi nahi keh raha ki Destin like na developer ko jala do on the stake, but this I felt like was like a good example of immediately resolve ho gaya, like Phil Spencer responded immediately also, good on him, hai na. And Ryan McCaffrey responded, hey that is exactly what I was looking for, answers my concern ki na is bande ka teen report mein he could get a year long ban kyunki uske 8 strike ho gaye. I think it's makes sense to
developers aake kya bolte, like see Phil Spencer is a CEO, he goes out, he's chief excuses officer, so he can like go and say that he has that persona, that thing, theek hai. Now I don't know from Larian kaun CEO
aake bolega, no aise nahi, that's wo main ye nahi keh raha kaun aake, main keh raha wo hamara problem nahi hai, like
koi to aake bolta
hai, matlab koi, if the message is at its core pro consumer, then why are we trying to like kind of take away from, tum investor ke liye excuse bana rahe ho, developer ke liye, like wo karenge na, khud hi bata denge, they'll tell you it's hard to make, that's good, like hey मैं थोड़ी कह रहा हूँ कि हर गेम Baldur's Gate 3 बनाओ, हे आई वांट टू प्ले द कॉल ऑफ ड्यूटी आल्सो मैन, आई एम लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड टू इट दिस ईयर, लाइक ऐसा है ना. एंड आई थिंक मोस्ट गेमर्स आर लाइक वैरायटी भी चाहिए, नॉट एवरी गेम नीड्स टू, ड्यूड आई वुड हेट इट अगर साला हर 4 गेम Baldur's Gate 3 निकल के आ रहा है, तो ड्यूड आई वुड नॉट बी हैप्पी एट ऑल अबाउट दैट. तो
हनी पॉपकॉर्न बनाएगा फिर ना, एग्जैक्टली.
बट या एनीवेज दैट वाज,
एंड आई जस्ट वांट टू से लाइक इन ऑल ऑफ दैट, लाइक पीपल लाइक जॉस सॉयर यू नो एंड चैट फैलिसिक, they were actually having a good conversation on Twitter regarding these kind, like lots of big devs were having a good conversation regarding this game, and it all got drowned out because of that, like some of them actively stopped talking about it right away,
yeah,
when they understood that it could lead to negative, you know, pushback, or any of their word might be taken in a wrong manner, so they stopped it, and you know, in that manner, you know, I could not see what they meant or how they were trying to analyze something. Just like Darren said, they understand this way better. So they are definitely wanting to learn new things out of it, and they are wanting to see what can be done better or what can be done, how they can improve themselves regarding that, what worked, what did not work. And not having to hear that conversation and getting it all down to like people saying, "Are this is the internet, we shouldn't open our mouths anymore." That's a little disheartening.
But I want Kojima to jump in now and be like, what a cinematic masterpiece.
ये देखो मैंने एक्टर को बाथरूम में लाया है नहलाने के लिए, check this out. अरे वैसे सुशी, मुझे लगा था 20 मिनट का टॉपिक होगा, dude you pulled the nuance out of me. But ये and then ये अभी जॉश सॉयर का भी you mentioned, तो उससे मुझे याद आया, like maybe on the similar topic ना, वो पॉलीगॉन ने आर्टिकल डाला था, कि मैंने अपने ना फीड वैसे क्यूरेट कर दिया फ्रॉम लाइक मोस्ट ऑफ दिस कॉन्ट्रोवर्शियल लाइक फोक्स, बट जॉश सॉयर वगैरह तो यार सुनोगे. बट जॉश सॉयर तो तुम सुननी नहीं, पॉलीगॉन को नहीं कह रहा हूँ मैं, जैसे जो ट्रोल अकाउंट्स है ना कुछ भी बकवास करते, तो बट जॉश सॉयर तो है मेरे उसमें फीड में, तो पॉलीगॉन ने आर्टिकल डाला था कि ना लाइक Baldur's Gate 3 kind of says ki saves coming should be the way aisa kuch karke to mujhe laga like us pe George Sawyer actually had an incredible thought mujhe laga like matlab why should anyway be the way matlab mujhe aisa laga agar developer ne option diya save reload karne ka to matlab that's a part of the game lekin Dark Souls mein agar difficulty ka option nahi hai to it's part of wahi jaisa game banana banao as long as it's good
to George Sawyer said that na he said ki if you're making a if you don't want players to saves come then make the game in such a way that it does not incentivize saves coming.
Yeah, matlab uske yeah encourage like create a gameplay situation aisa jo matlab jaise Dark Souls mein pata nahi saves coming hota hai ki but hai na they add those limitations which add to the gameplay like aisa nahi ki it's taking away from the game. To mujhe laga that's like a more nuanced and interesting discussion na Josh sir aisa kuch keh rahe mujhe laga yaar acha laga yaar and polygon again driving तो कौन कहता है यार ये लोग वेबसाइट्स कुछ नहीं कर रहे ये पॉलीगॉन ने लिखा होता तो जॉश सॉयर ने बोला नहीं होता आईजीएन ने ये नहीं किया होता थंबनेल ऐसा तो ये डिस्कशन नहीं होता गुड ऑन देम
आर यू सेइंग रेज बेटिंग वर्क्स
वेल आई डोंट वांट टू से दैट मेबी इट डिड ऑन मी इट वर्क्स ऑन मी आई गेस
But it's interesting to see the people react to this and you know rally behind this and it's a good thing to want more this is your money that is being spent and of course you should always want more but it is I just don't think we do realize what we want that well
we see humko jab ye bade bade games to rockstar wagera jab wo game banate cod wale we get put into different profile gamer profiles na like this person likes to play multiplayer and be better than their opponents this person likes to play single player games ne bahut chota hai तो इसको हम क्या दे इसको थोड़ा सा 3 घंटे का सिंगल प्लेयर कैंपेन दे देते हैं एंड उसको फिर डीएमजी का वहां पे टेस्ट दे देंगे एंड देन वो डीएमजी खेलेगा क्योंकि ही लाइक्ड इट चला कि नहीं चला हमारे लोगों के साथ ये एंड एमएफपी में इंडिया में
या डरन एंड लुक एट दिस इन दिस मैनर आई मीन इन इफ वी आर पार्ट ऑफ द गेमर एथनिसिटी यू नो इन द एंड वी आर लाइक अ माइनॉरिटी राइट बिकॉज़ मोबाइल गेमर्स आर द बिगर द ग्रुप आउट हियर एंड देयर व्हाटएवर दे वांट is actually dictating the market.
Yeah.
Well, you're saying Game Pass hamara reservation system hai.
Game Pass hamara reservation system hai. Hame thoda status mila hai. Hame thode games mil rahe hain par
Ayush is going to hate this.
People are angry because of that the reservation. But that is it's going to keep on happening.
Oof. Theek hai chalo with that we'll wrap up the topic. Bhai log yaar apne bhi thoughts dal do. Share your gamer thoughts.
अच्छे nuanced thoughts डालना.
Nuanced.
But hot takes. लंबा लंबा लिख देना ताकि हम comments show में अच्छे से पढ़ के content बना पाए.
Thoughts nuanced लेकिन headline controversial का चक्कर.
हाँ. Rage bait कर देना ऊपर.
Fucking developers are all sleeping.
Yeah.
ऐसा कुछ.
I can't believe Manas said something so controversial. नीचे कुछ लिख देना फल. Nuanced topic है.
चलो यार guys. With that, thank you for watching India's number one podcast. Press start to play. Like भाई कर देना always helps. अगर तुम क्लिकबेट से घुस के आए हो तो सब्सक्राइब भी कर लो दैट वाज द होप
लेट अस नो इफ आवर क्लिकबेट वर्कड इफ आवर रेज बेट वर्कड
यस प्लीज डू लेट अस नो लाइक भाई कर देना एंड वी विल सी यू ऑन द नेक्स्ट वन बाय बाय